Welcome to the Old Time Dragnet Show from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And give us a call, 208-991-4783. Well, today's episode is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. Thanks so much for all your support. Now it's time for today's episode of Dragnet, The Big Misses.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. You're a detective sergeant. You're assigned to robbery detail. You get a telephone call from a woman who wants to see you. She says it's about her husband. She's afraid he's going to pull a holdup. Your job? Check it out.
Dragnet, the documented drama of an actual crime. For the next 30 minutes, in cooperation with the Los Angeles Police Department, you will travel step by step on the side of the law through an actual case transcribed from official police files. From beginning to end, from crime to punishment, Dragnet is the story of your police force in action.
It was Wednesday, May 18th. It was cool in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of robbery detail. My partner's Frank Smith. The boss is Chief of Detectives Thad Brown. My name's Friday. I was on my way into the office, and it was 7:49 a.m. when I got to room 27A. Robbery.
Morning, Joe.
Hi, Bob. Well?
Well, what?
Good morning, Frank.
Oh, hi.
What's eating you?
Nothing.
Are you mad about something?
What would I be mad about?
I don't know, but you didn't say good morning.
I'm just not going over there anymore, that's all.
Over where?
The Talbots.
Who?
The Talbots, you know, live down the street, sells real estate.
Oh, yeah.
We bought our house from him.
I see.
We got to be friends. At least his wife and Faye are friends. I never cared for him much myself.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Hmm?
Between you and him, did you have a fight?
I don't fight with people, Joe. You know that.
Oh, that's right. I
just found him out, that's all. Just found him out, the kind of a guy he really is.
Is that right?
Yeah. They use signals.
What?
Signals, him and his wife. Can you imagine that? They use them.
What kind of signals?
Different ones for different words.
What do you mean?
When they play charades.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
Had us over their place last night. Some other couples, too. About 8 or 10 of us and all. Yeah, 10. 5 on each side.
Each side, huh?
Yeah, for the charade game. You played it, haven't you?
Yeah, when I was about 10 years old, we used to play
it. Well, now, look, buddy, it's no kids' game. Not the way they play.
Is that right?
Oh, they give you stuff to act out. Titles and quotations. You've never even heard a half of them.
Mm-hmm.
And to top it off, they got signals.
Yeah.
Noun, verb, little word, big word, person's name, letters of the alphabet. They got signals for all of them. You can spell something out. What's the point of the game?
Yeah. Beat you pretty bad, didn't they?
Huh?
Last night in the game, you lost.
That hasn't got anything to do with it, Joe.
No, I don't imagine.
Doesn't matter who wins or loses. It's the principle of the thing.
That's all it is.
Signals.
Yeah, I get it.
And they use them.
Robbery Friday. Yes, ma'am. Well, I don't know. What seems to be the trouble? I see. Yes, I guess we could. Where is that? Are they open this early? All right. Yes, ma'am, we'll be there. Goodbye. Lady wants to talk to us, says she'll meet us at a bar out on Melrose.
What's it all about?
Her husband.
Yeah?
He bought a gun. Frank and I drove over to a small bar on the corner of Melrose and 8th. It was 8:23 a.m. when we got there.
Morning, gents.
Morning.
Hello.
What'll it be, a little eye-opener?
Just coffee.
How about you?
I'll have a cup, too, please.
No, if Fate isn't ready yet, I just finished putting it on.
That's all right. We're in no hurry.
There's a cafe right around the corner. They're open now.
Well, we'll wait.
Suit yourself. I guess you guys aren't like me.
How's that?
When I want my morning coffee, I want it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know I'm awake until after I've had a couple of cups.
Mm-hmm. Start if we take a booth?
Sure. First one's all cleaned up. I haven't had time to get to the others yet.
All right. Thank you.
Well, looks like we got here first, huh?
Yeah.
Did she give you a name?
Hmm?
Did she tell you her name?
No. No, she said she didn't want to talk over the phone.
Oh. Joe.
Yeah.
Hi, Sally.
Hi. Give me a shot, will you?
Sure. Scotch?
Yeah. Water back.
Okay.
Go ahead, mister. Take a good look.
I was waiting for somebody. I guess I made a mistake.
Yeah, you sure did.
I'm sorry.
A little later on, I might be interested, but not at 8:30 a.m. Getting worse all the time, ain't it? Gal can't even have a morning pick-me-up without some guy starting to move in on her. Well, he's looking at you, Mike.
Down a hatch.
Put on a tab.
Yeah, sure.
See you
then. Hey, your coffee's about ready.
All right, thank you.
Want cream and sugar?
No, black.
How about you?
Same.
Coming up. Don't pay no attention to Sally.
Yeah?
She must have got out on the wrong side of the bed today.
Mm-hmm.
Usually she's real friendly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just don't take it personal, huh?
That's all right, forget it.
Hey, too bad you guys came in so early. Long toward evening, we get a lot of action here.
We're meeting somebody.
Okay, just telling you, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
Whew.
Yeah, boy, that's hot, all right.
I think I burnt my tongue.
That's too bad.
Mm.
Tomcat Bar, Mike speaking. Who? Well, I don't know. Yeah? Yeah, okay, sure. Hey, one of you guys got a name sound something like Friday?
That's right.
Well, you're being stood up.
Huh?
She said to tell you not to wait.
Frank and I left the Tomcat Bar and we went back to the office. 10:17 a.m., an informant called with a tip about a grocery store holdup that had taken place the previous Monday. We interrogated a possible suspect, but his alibi checked out. The next day, Thursday, May 18th, 9:43 a.m.
Again. Robbery, Smith. Who? Oh, yeah, Smith. Joe, it's for you.
Okay. Friday. Yeah? Yeah, I remember. Well, we were there. Well, why don't you give me your name this time? No, I'm sorry. We'll have to have your name. Flint? F-L-I-N-T? All right, now look, Ms. Flint, if this is some kind of a gag... All right, if you're sure this time. Right. All right. Goodbye. The woman again.
Hmm?
The woman who called yesterday morning.
Oh, yeah. What you want now?
Same thing. Meet us at the bar.
You think she's on the level?
I don't know. It sounds like it this time.
Why didn't she show up yesterday, then?
Says she tried, but she just couldn't.
Why not?
Said something about loving her husband.
Yeah.
When the chips were down, she couldn't bring herself to turn him into us.
Yeah, but she will now, huh?
Says she has to. She can't wait any longer.
Why?
Says it might be too late. Ten sixteen a.m. Frank and I left the office and drove out to the bar. When we got there, there was only one customer in the place, a small, dark-haired woman sitting in the corner booth.
Hi.
How are you today?
Well, it'll be. Coffee again?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want?
Well, we'll let you know.
Hmm?
That woman over there in the corner.
Yeah?
Do you know who she is?
Uh-uh. Don't think she's been before.
All right, thank you.
Say, that reminds me.
Yeah?
Sally was around last night. I asked about you.
Yeah.
Guess she had a change of heart. She's a pretty good kid.
Yeah. Ms. Flint? Are you Ms. Flint?
Yes.
Well, my name's Friday. It's my partner, Frank Smith.
Can we sit down, ma'am?
I guess so.
You guys want your coffee over there?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
How about the lady?
Would you like something, ma'am?
I'd like a drink.
All right.
I'm gonna need it.
What'll it be?
Oh, I don't care. Bourbon, I guess. Bourbon and ginger ale.
Lady wants a bourbon and ginger ale.
All right.
Does he know?
Ma'am?
The bartender, does he know your cops?
No, I don't think so. We haven't told him.
Well, if anybody finds out I talked to you, if Rod ever finds out, well, I guess that just about washes up.
Rod's your husband, is that right?
Yeah.
Rodney Flint. Well, is that his name?
Well, not really, not his real name.
Well, what is it, then?
I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He'd never understand. He'd say I was double-crossing him. Maybe I am.
Here you are. Two coffees and bourbon and ginger.
What do we owe you?
That's a buck even.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
4 years I've been thinking about it, living with it. 4 years I've been trying to make up my mind whether I should go to the police or not.
Yes, ma'am.
But things seemed to be working out. He was doing so well, making good money. He's changed, too, honest he has.
Well, now, suppose you give us the whole story.
You married, Sergeant?
No, ma'am.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm married.
Well, tell me something, mister, and you tell me the truth.
What's that?
Suppose your wife got you in trouble. Suppose she squealed on you. What would you think of her?
Well, I guess it would depend on why she did it.
Oh, I've got a reason. Best reason in the world. I'm in love with him.
Yes, ma'am.
If I wasn't, I'd just walk out. If I didn't love him, I'd have walked out years ago.
Now, when you called us yesterday, you said your husband had bought a gun.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know what he wants with it?
No, not for sure.
You got a pretty good idea, though, haven't you?
Has your husband ever done any time, Ms. Flint?
Yes.
What for?
He stole a car.
Anything else?
Robbery. Supermarket back east.
Whereabouts?
Michigan. He used to live in Detroit.
How much time did he do?
7 years.
Did he come out free?
I don't know what you mean.
I'm sorry. Afterwards, was he on parole? Did he have to report to a parole officer?
Oh, yes.
For how long?
It was supposed to be 10 years.
When did he get out of prison?
5 years ago.
When did you come to California?
About a year later.
Did he have permission to leave the state of Michigan?
No.
What made him leave then?
He just came home one day and said he couldn't take it any longer. Said he was going to L.A. and that it was up to me whether I came with him or not.
Do you know if he's wanted for anything else besides violation of parole?
I don't think so.
You know, you still haven't told us his real name.
Frazee. Ralph Frazee.
All right, then it's Mrs. Frazee, huh? What about the gun?
Well, like I said, everything was going along pretty well. He's got a good job, and he's had 3 or 4 raises.
Where does he work?
Oil refinery. Pacific Crest Oil Company.
I see.
He likes the work. They like him, but the longer we live out here, the better things are. Well, that just makes him more scared.
Well, what's he scared of?
Oh, that somebody will find out who he really is, and then he'll have to go back to prison.
Hmm.
If he just sees a cop, he goes all to pieces. He's sure they've finally caught up with him. Just a traffic cop, even.
Mm-hmm.
He gets worse all the time. Jumpy and nervous and, well, scared. That's the only word for it. He's been drinking a lot more, too, nearly every night.
Mm-hmm.
Then just last week, he ran into a guy that used to be a friend of his.
Back in Detroit?
Yeah. This fellow knows all about him, that he's been in prison. And Rod's afraid... I mean, Ralph. I've called him Rod so long, I keep forgetting that it isn't his real name.
Sure.
Anyway, he's afraid this guy will say something to somebody that'll all come out. It's just driving him crazy. So he bought a gun.
Did he say why?
He was pretty drunk night before last. That's when he brought it home. He mumbled something. If he was going to go back to prison anyway, he might as well make it worth their while.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's planning another robbery. I don't know. I don't really think he would. But with all this drinking and being so darned upset, well, I don't know what he might do.
Where's the gun now, Miss Frazee?
At home. He hid it in the stove in the pan under the broiler. At least that's where he put it last night after...
After what?
Well, you see, he was carrying on doing a lot of talking, and he was holding the gun at the same time, waving it around, telling me how easy it'd be to go out and rob somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Said that way he could get enough money for us to leave the country and go to Mexico, maybe where they'd never find us. Right in the middle of everything, the pistol went off.
I see.
It was just an accident. He wasn't pointing at anything. The bullet only went into the ceiling. I'm sure he didn't mean to pull the trigger.
Yes, ma'am.
But when he heard the shot, he acted like he was going out of his mind. He was sure the neighbors had heard it, too, and that they'd report it to the police.
What'd he do then?
Well, he dug the bullet out of the ceiling and got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he just waited. Now, that proves he's changed, doesn't it? That he really isn't a criminal anymore?
Well, how do you mean that?
Well, he didn't run away.
Yeah.
He stayed there all night long, waiting. And he didn't keep the gun. He put it in the oven. He didn't have it on him. So there wouldn't have been any trouble even if the police did come.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I kept praying that they would. Over and over, I prayed you'd come and find out who he is. He's got to go back to prison and finish out his sentence. I'm sure of that now. If he doesn't, I just don't know what'll happen to him.
What about you, Miss Frazee?
Me?
While he's in prison, what'll you do?
Oh, I can work. I did before. I'll manage.
Mm-hmm. Miss Frazee, what time's your husband come home from work?
It's later and later since he started drinking. 9 o'clock, maybe even 10. He's never there for supper anymore.
Is there someplace else you can go this evening? Over to a neighbor's, maybe?
I suppose so. Why?
Well, it might be better if you weren't there when we pick him up.
But you can't. I mean, well, not so soon, not tonight. Does it have to be tonight?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
He'll know it was me, that I had something to do with it. He's bound to know.
We'll keep you out of it if we can.
What are you going to tell him? What kind of an excuse will you use?
Let's see what kind he has. Frank and I continued to talk to Mrs. Frazee. She agreed to be out of the house during the evening. She also gave us a description of her husband. She said he was WMA, 38 years old, 5'11", and he weighed about 170. She told us he had black hair, brown eyes, and a dark complexion. 11:27 a.m., we went back to the office. We ran the names Rodney Flint and Ralph Frazee through R&I. They had nothing on Flint. Under Frazee, we found a want from the state of Michigan for a violation of parole. The dates given on the want checked with what Mrs. Frazee had told us. We contacted the Pacific Crest Oil Refinery, and without stating that we were from the police department, we learned that a man named Rodney Flint had been employed there for the last 3 years. They said he was a steady, dependable worker. 6:32 p.m., we drove out to the address Mrs. Frazee had given us. It was a modest one-story home just off Santa Monica Boulevard. We parked across the street and waited for Frazee to return from work. 7:05 p.m., we saw Mrs. Frazee go into a neighbor's home 3 doors west. Frank and I continued to wait. 8:46 p.m.
Joe, across the street.
Yeah, he's turned into the driveway. Let's give him a minute, let him get inside.
All right.
No, the lights are on now. Let's go.
All right. I don't see the bell.
Over there.
Oh, yeah. He's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
We'd like to talk to you for a minute.
What about?
We're police officers.
What?
Police. This is Frank Smith. My name's Friday.
I didn't send for no cops.
It's all right if we come in?
What do you want?
Just want to talk to you, that's all.
No, you do your talking out here.
Be easier if we were inside.
I ain't got all night.
Neither have we. This won't take very long.
Yeah, okay, come on.
All right, stand right
there.
Hey,
what?
Stand still.
What is all this?
He's clean, Joe.
What's your name? Come on, give us your name.
Flint.
First name, too.
Rod. Rodney.
You alone?
Yeah.
You live alone?
My wife's out. She left me a note. Said she's going over the neighbor's babysit for.
Mm-hmm. Were you home last night?
Yeah, I was home.
All night?
From about 10 o'clock on.
Did you hear a gun go off?
What?
A gun. Did you hear one go off?
Of course not.
Well, somebody did, and they reported it. Said it sounded like it came from this house.
Last night, you said.
That's right, Flint.
Oh, boy, what a police force. You cops ought to be real proud of yourself.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do, check up on some characters, been hearing things.
There wasn't any shot, huh?
Well, I didn't hear.
I see.
Kind of late to be asking, ain't it?
We just got around to it.
Took a whole day, huh? Suppose you need a cop. What are you supposed to do, make an appointment ahead of time?
Are you sure about this, huh, Flint?
About what?
You didn't hear any gunfire.
I didn't hear nothing. There's a lot of traffic down the boulevard. Maybe a car was backfiring. Maybe that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Do you own a gun?
Uh-uh.
You sure about that?
Well, I'd know if I had a gun, wouldn't I?
Sorry, if we look around?
What for?
Want to give your place the once-over?
No, it's not okay.
Oh?
I ain't gonna have you busting in here. Now, come on, go on, beat it, huh?
We can get a search warrant and come back.
Are you listening to me and you listen good,
yeah.
Huh? This isn't Skid Row, mister. This is my home. I own it. Now, you're not messing around a Main Street bum, either. I got a good job for a big company. They pay a lot of taxes in this town. They pay a lot of your salary.
Yeah.
My boss is a pretty important guy. He's got friends. So now you just take your little badges and move on.
All right, Flint, if that's the way you want it.
That's the way I want it.
Just give us one more thing. What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything, you guys especially.
If you're not very anxious for us to look around, there must be a reason for that. Well?
Okay. Go ahead and search. It's no skin off of my nose.
All right, thanks.
Fat chance you'd ever find on something, even if it was here. Dumb cops, it took you a whole day to get here, a whole day to answer one lousy crackpot call.
Well, don't forget.
Yeah?
It got answered. Frank and I began a routine search of the house. While Frank went through the two bedrooms, I took the living room and dining area. We found nothing suspicious. 9:42 p.m. We'd finished with the front part of the home and we went into the kitchen. The suspect followed us.
Okay, if I fix myself a drink while you're messing the joint up?
It's up to you.
You guys want one?
What?
A blast. You want one?
No, thanks.
What about you?
No, thanks.
You don't drink, huh? Not hurting my feelings.
I'll check the service ports, Joe.
All right.
You know, my wife's going to raise Cain when she sees what you guys have done to the house.
We're being as careful as we can, Flint.
Yeah, sure. Well, now, come on. How about winding it up, huh?
Just a couple of minutes.
Well, you boys really believe in wasting time, don't you? What do they do, pay you by the hour?
There's nothing out there, Joe.
No. I guess that takes care of it.
Yeah.
All right, come on. I'll be glad to show you to the door.
We'll find our way. Just a minute. Did you check the stove?
Huh?
The stove.
No, I thought you did.
All right.
All right, now what?
We forgot something.
Yeah.
Well, it looks empty.
What's with you? You think I'm cooking a gun?
Yeah, it's okay, Joe.
All right.
As soon as I get this pan back...
Hey, watch it there.
Grab him, Joe.
Wait a minute, Flint. You're not going anywhere.
Look... I don't know what this is all about. I never saw that gun before in my whole life.
Yeah.
I don't even know how it got.
Well, let's talk about it downtown.
Huh?
Come on.
Look, wait a minute now. You can't haul me in like this. What have I done? You got to have a charge. I know the law. You got to charge me with something. You won't find anything.
We found a gun. We drove the suspect down to the city hall, rolled his prints, and booked him in on suspicion of robbery. 11:06 p.m. We brought him into the squad room for questioning.
All right, sit down over there.
What kind of a frame is this? Come on, how about letting me in on it, huh? Who'd I rob?
You can forget about our robbery charge. I guess we made a mistake.
Well, that's what I've been telling you, eh?
We had to check the gun. We had to be sure.
All right, so now you know.
Yeah.
Okay, no hard feelings.
Sit down, Frazee.
What?
You heard me. Sit down. Maybe we were wrong about the robbery charge, but we came up with something else. A want from Michigan, violation of parole.
What about it, Frazee?
Well,
what do you want to know? You've got it, the whole story.
Why'd you leave Michigan? Why'd you jump parole?
Oh, what difference does it make?
Suppose you tell us about it.
I didn't have no choice.
Yeah?
I used to play around with some pretty rough boys. I got out of the joint. They're still in Detroit. Looked me up. Ah, you guys will think I'm conning you, but... Well, look, I wanted to go straight. They had different ideas.
Yeah?
So we came out here, Dorothy and me. She's my wife.
I see.
Well, you can check on me. I've been clean ever since. Ask the company. Talk to anybody about me. They'll tell you I'm clean.
Yeah.
That gonna help back in Michigan?
No, that's not up to us.
Sure. I thought that was why they sent you to jail, so you'd learn some. So when you come out, you won't do it again.
That's part of it.
Well, I learned. What good did it do me?
Maybe you didn't learn enough.
Huh?
There's a law against an ex-convict having a gun.
Are you gonna stick me with that one, too, huh?
That's not up to us either.
Lousy gun. If it hadn't been to that gun, you'd never found me.
Well, it might have taken a little longer, that's all.
Sure, that's what did it. I don't know why it went off the other night. I thought the safety was on, just my luck. I never had a decent break in my whole life, not one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there any more you guys want?
No, I guess not. Not now, anyway.
It's all right if I call my wife.
Yeah, we'll fix it for you.
Wonder how she's going to take it.
I don't know.
I guess she'll stick by me. She always has. Through all the rotten breaks, no matter what. Yeah, she'll stick.
Well, you must have had one good break then, huh?
Huh?
When you married her.
The story you've just heard is true. The names were changed to protect the innocent. On Thursday, May 25th, a meeting was held in the district attorney's office in and for the county of Los Angeles, state of California. In a moment, the results of that meeting. In the interest of justice, and because of the suspect's good behavior record in Los Angeles, it was decided not to press charges against him for possessing a gun. Ralph Putnam Frazee, alias Rodney Flint, was turned over to Michigan authorities to serve out his previous sentence. He has since been released and has returned to his former employment in Los Angeles. You have just heard Dragnet, a series of authentic cases from official files. Technical advice comes from the Office of Chief of Police W.H. Parker, Los Angeles Police Department. Technical advisors, Captain Jack Donahoe, Sergeant Marty Wynn, Sergeant Vance Frazier. Heard tonight were Ben Alexander, Stacy Harris, Herb Ellis, Vivi Janice. Script by Frank Burt. Music by Walter Schumann. Hal Gibney speaking.
Watch an entirely different Dragnet case history each week on your local NBC television station. Please check your newspapers for the day and time. Transcribed from Los Angeles. Tonight, hear a special broadcast, The Atom, Menace and Promise, on most NBC radio stations.
Welcome back. Well, I really enjoyed this episode. This was, I think, another one of those episodes that really showed their humanity and willingness to go kind of out of their way to help. You know, you think about it, you know, all the time they spent searching the whole house and, you know, just the effort they put into this whole artifice. And really, it did not serve their department goals, but helping out this woman trying to preserve and take care of her marriage while making sure that her husband was able to get this whole thing relieved by helping him do what he couldn't do for himself, which was turning him in. It's a wonderful human story, and I think in its own way, a wonderful story of love. You know, tough love, but still love nonetheless. Well, we do turn to listener comments and feedback, and Joan had one regarding our last TV episode we played, the TV show Dragnet, The Big Present, was a delight to watch. And another example of Joe teasing poor Frank. The two of them are so well paired, it went off without a hitch and perfectly timed. I love Jack's facial expression, and it adds a little comedy relief to the show and shows how normal life plays out. Great show. Well, thanks so much, Joan, and I hope folks have been enjoying the video episodes of Dragnet. We're kind of slowing down the pace. We were airing them once every 2 weeks just to kind of make sure that we had them all done by the time the show aired. We'll actually air our next TV episode of Dragnet coming up on the 12th, and then the next episode after that will be the 26th. And then we have two episodes we'll play for you in January on TV. And then we'll be wrapping up just as we prepare to ramp up the radio version as well. All right, well, that'll do it for today. Join us back here on Wednesday for actually the Dragnet Christmas episode, The Big Little Jesus. And join us back here on Saturday for another episode of the Radio Dragnet. Send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. Andrew Rhines does our sound. OTRWesterns.com is his website. Ken Curlin provides the opening theme music, KenCurlin.com. But from Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.